This episode of Who's Paying Attention is brought to you by Casper Mattresses. Go to casper.com/AlonzoBowden for $50 towards any mattress. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 106 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now, this one's going to be something different. I'm not talking about the news. As many of you know, because you've been following me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I just finished riding my motorcycle across country from L.A. to Lake George, New York. I'm here for a big bike event that I perform at every year called Americade. And this year, I did something different. I scheduled time off, and I rode my motorcycle across the country. And I have to tell you, it was the most phenomenal experience I can remember in a long time. It renewed my love affair with motorcycles, and it was just better than anything I expected. It exceeded expectations, and I'm here to tell you it was on my bucket list. If you have a bucket list item, a bucket list event, a bucket list adventure you're thinking about, I'm here to tell you to go for it. So, what did I learn on this trip? Well, for one thing, I got to tell you, the United States of America is big, it is beautiful, it is diverse, it is interesting, it is comical. The list could go on and on. I left L.A., I rode north through the Sierras and to Carson City, Nevada. That was a beautiful ride and an indication of what was to come, because that afternoon I ran into rain. I had my rain suit with me, and boy, did it come in handy on this trip. So I get to Carson City, and the reason I took this route was I wanted to ride a particular road. It's Highway 50. It crosses the Nevada desert, and it's known as the loneliest road in America. It's a two-lane road across the desert. But here was the funny thing. I'm in Carson City, and I'm like, why does this city ring a bell? What is there? There's some reason I'm remembering Carson City. So the next morning, when I leave Carson City, on the other side of town, I guess the eastern side of town, I pass a big sign for the Bunny Ranch, and it hits me. That's why I remember Carson City. It's where prostitution is legal. Ugh, could have added to the adventure that night, but I don't know. Maybe that's an adventure for a future trip. So I leave Carson City, and I head east on Highway 50. And when they say the loneliest road in America, it might be, but I'm going to tell you, it was beautiful. It's a two-lane road through the desert, mostly straight and smooth. You can see forever. And on occasion, you see other people on the road, people coming the other way. There were some beautiful moments. There was one place in particular where there was water. It was almost like a lake, but I think it was more like reminiscent of or remnants of some rain or maybe some runoff from the mountains, but it was a perfect reflection of the sky. I mean, you literally riding along, you'd look at this water and you couldn't tell the sky from the ground. I guess this is what it's like to be a pilot and, you know, roll your plane and get confused as to which way is up and which way is down. I love seeing things like that. It was an amazing experience. I hit a small town in the middle of the desert. I got gas. I kept going. There were some hills and some turns, but for the most part, this is just a straight, empty road. And it's fascinating what you see along the road, like some people doing it on bicycles, who I admire. And I saw two people hiking, just walking. I guess they're walking across the desert, maybe walking across America. And all I can say to them is, wow. Hey, it's Alonzo Bowden. With a Casper mattress, here's what you're getting. First of all, it is an obsessively engineered mattress. That's right, engineered. This mattress has just the right sink, just the right bounce. I don't know anything about, you know, balancing a glass of wine on a corner of a mattress while you bounce up and down on it. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation or even need that. But when it comes to sleeping, this has the right combination of latex foam and memory foam. The mattress is excellent. Guess what? A risk-free trial and return policy. Try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days, free delivery, painless returns. After 100 days, if you don't want it, send it back. Trust me, after 100 days, your biggest problem is going to be getting rid of your old mattress. These mattresses are made in America, and check this out. $500 for a twin-size mattress, $950 for a king-size mattress. Now, that's a great price. Compare that to any of those late-night mattress guys shouting at you from your TV set. They can't beat it. $500 for a twin size, $950 for a king size, obsessively engineered for beautiful sleep. Latex foam and memory foam, these guys are engineers. They make that work. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/Alonzo and using code word Alonzo. That's casper.com/Alonzo for your $50 saving. So I spent my second day getting across Nevada into Utah, and that was just beautiful. Day three, I take off on I-70. My goal is to get from Utah, I think the town was called Ridgecrest, Utah, to Denver, Colorado, see some friends and have dinner with them in Denver. I'm riding along I-70, and this is what's beautiful about the United States. There's just a sign, you know, I'm 50 miles from Arches National Park. Arches National Park, you've probably seen that big stone arch. It's a common symbol of Utah. It's a natural rock formation. This place was amazing. Home of Balancing Rock. I think a guy told me it was 35,000 ton rock that's balanced on another. And I'm looking at it, and all I'm thinking is Wile E. Coyote would have got some dynamite and blown that rock off of there, aiming it at the Roadrunner and landing on his head. It was really beautiful. And that's one of the things about the United States, one of the things about America that I don't think about much. I don't know if you do, but our national park system is amazing. And these parks are big and beautiful. And there's all kind of things to see, whether it be like arches with the rock formations or Yosemite or you know, the list goes on and on. So worth the turn off to check this out. I get back on I-70, which is, by the way, not only a beautiful interstate, but let me tell you something. In Utah and in parts of Denver, the speed limit is 80 miles an hour. 80 miles an hour. Are you kidding me? 80 mile an hour speed limit and cheap gas? Yeah, I was hauling ass. That was some fun riding. It ran into rain in the afternoon, sure as hell. Every day except Thursday last week, I ran into rain in the afternoon. But it was fine. It was literally comical to me. And it was good for my riding. Good for, you know, first of all, I was riding a BMW. And I've joked about it before, but BMWs just keep going. And riding through the rain on a BMW not only is not a problem, I think it's kind of required as a BMW owner. You got to do it just to fit in. But that was great. But riding up the Rockies, you just keep going up. You keep going up. You keep going up, and it keeps getting colder, and it keeps getting colder, and it keeps getting colder. Now, leaving Utah, it was about 80 degrees. When I got to Vail, Colorado, going into Denver, I think it was 50 degrees, but there was still snow on the ground on the sides of the highway. It was cold. Yes, it was cold, but beautiful. So, again, this is the diversity of our country, just in the physical beauty. I was blown away. I had a beautiful night in Denver. The next day, I leave Denver and I cross Kansas. I don't know if you've ever gone across Kansas. Kansas is flat and straight. Kansas, I will say again, flat and straight. I mean, literally, you could probably set cruise control, take a nap, and wake up and still be going. You want to test these autonomous cars? You want to test these driverless cars? Take them to Kansas. I don't know if anyone will even notice. And I'm not knocking Kansas. It's a beautiful state, but it's just one giant-ass farm, flat. One of my observations, cows. Cows have some kind of zen about them. Now, some people will say they're just stupid because they just stand in the field and they eat and they sleep, and it doesn't matter if it's raining or whatever, the cows are just there. I kept seeing them, and I'm thinking, this is like a zen existence, like nothing phases a cow. He's just being a cow. She's just being a cow, or he's just being a bull. They're just out there. Sadly, yeah, I know they're going to become hamburgers, but during their life, I think they're having a good time. the billboards riding across USA, driving across USA and reading billboards is hilarious. Some of them might be a little frustrating, but a lot of them are funny. Yeah, there's still the political ones. There's still a lot of anti-Obama billboards out there in, you know, through the Midwest, which it is what it is. But to me, the funny ones are the arguments between the porn and the Jesus billboards. Now, I don't know why. There are certain things that seem to be sold along the interstate, okay? For one, periodically you have these giant adult porn stores. I'm sure they were for the truckers, but, you know, in this day and age when everyone's downloading their porn to their computer, I don't know how the stores are making, staying in business, but they do. They're just these off-ramp. You'll see adult, you'll see passions, you'll see lions, then chains of them. And next to everyone, like as you're driving up to it, right before you get there, there's always the Jesus or God or religious billboard, which is anti-porn. I think one of them said, what did it say? Jesus saves, lust kills. Not good for your business when it's right. I mean, literally right next door. But it was an ongoing argument that lasted for, oh, I don't know, at least 1,000 miles. Not sure who wins on that one. Another thing, don't understand it, but all along the interstate, and when I say all along the interstate, I mean periodically, every few hundred miles, state to state, giant Western boot stores. One of them advertised 19,000 pairs of Western boots. Who's buying them? I don't know. I don't know who's driving across country, driving down the interstate and said, man, I need some Western boots and I need them right now. And you know what I need? Selection. I need a couple of thousand pairs to pick from. I didn't stop at any of these stores, but they're out there. I love those ads. The billboards are funny. Yeah, lots of religion on billboards. Jesus definitely has a publicist working the interstate system. I don't know exactly who they're for. Like there was one that said, Jesus is real. And I'm thinking now, if you believe, if you're a Christian and you believe, then you already know Jesus is real to you. If you don't believe, I don't know that you're going to see a billboard and rethink your whole life's value system, but maybe you will. And as I'm riding along thinking about it, I'm thinking, who's this billboard for? And I realized I was thinking about the billboard. So maybe it was for me. Well played. Well played, I say. Riding through Kansas, get to Kansas City, which was a great town. Now, here's another thing we have in the United States of America. Baby, we got food. You get to Kansas City, we all know about the barbecue, Gates Barbecue and all that. I didn't stop for that. My strategy was to stop. I was headed east, so I would stop just east of all major cities because I didn't want to get caught up in big city traffic or any of that. So I stop in a little town called Independence, Missouri, and I asked the woman at the hotel, where should I eat? She points me to this chicken place. She said it's a new restaurant. I don't remember the name of it. I think it's called Stroud's. I'm not sure. Chicken, not great, but boy, did they give a lot. This was just my order. Just the regular chicken dinner was a leg, a thigh, a wing, and a breast, two sides, and a salad. Oh, did I mention you also get a cinnamon bun for dessert? That's just one meal. Honestly, this meal was huge. This meal could have fed two, maybe three people. And again, this is the beauty of the diversity of the United States, because trust me, in L.A., you're not going to find a chicken dinner that big. And in Independence, Missouri, try and ask for something gluten-free. I love this country. So left there, hit St. Louis, had to go to the St. Louis Arch. There were certain things that I had to see. Craziest experience at the St. Louis Arch. I get there and my navigation took, yes, my bike has navigation. I know I'm spoiled. It's stupid, but it's fun. Anyway, it takes me through this kind of industrial area down at the base of the arch, as opposed to the park, which is up above it where all the hotels are, which was very cool. And there was a restricted area you could go in, and I wanted to get this picture of my bike with the arch behind it. It was very cool. So I asked the parking guy who's there, can I go take the picture? The guy recognized me. He knew who I was. How cool is that? He's like, you're Alonzo Bowden. I think it blew his mind that I rode up there on a motorcycle. But anyway, it was very cool. We did some pictures. I got the picture I wanted, and I kept going. Speaking of meeting very cool people, when I was in Arches National Park, I met this guy named Frank. And Frank was on a Goldwing. And for those who don't know, the Honda Goldwing is the number one touring bike ever made. These things have been around for 40 years. Guys get them. They ride them around the country. My man Frank had 145,000 miles on his. I think it was about 10 years old. He had the trailer. He had cup holders. He was all set. Him and his wife just and their friends have Goldwings, and they travel around the country, and we talked about it, and it was a beautiful thing. It was so cool and so funny, and he had a little trailer on his bike, and I think that was my favorite line when Frank told me, yeah, when you get a wife, you get a trailer. You're a brave man, Frank, throwing that knowledge out there. Could come back to bite you one day. But there were, these were some of the experiences I had on the road, and they were great. So I left St. Louis. My next stop, Terre Haute, Indiana, or Terre Haute, however you pronounce it. Now, when I got there, and again, this was just, you know, straight interstate. The reason I didn't get off and do side roads is when it's raining and you're on a motorcycle, there really isn't a lot of reason to go to side roads. You stay on the interstate. So my experience in Terre Haute was some big college graduation was going on. So the hotels were full. I did manage to get a room. This was this just small town America, farm town, nice people, good food, but just not me. If there's a couple of things I learned on this trip, one of them, I already knew it, but this certainly confirmed it. I'm sorry. I'm not a small town guy. I am a city kid. I need a big city around me. There's just something about it. I know, listen, the vast majority of America is small towns. The vast majority of America drives pickup trucks. The vast majority of America rides Harley Davidsons. I am not qualified on any of the three, although I do like trucks. They're kind of cool. Maybe I get one day. But that's what America is. That's what America is. America is pickup trucks and big plates of food and Harley Davidsons. And it was cool, though. It was cool to see it. So I leave there. Now I'm going from Indy into Ohio. The weather was finally sunny. So I programmed my navigation to go on curvy roads. I end up in some back roads riding through Ohio farmlands. I wound up in a town. I'm sorry, I'm not remembering the name of it at the moment. I'm going to look at my poorly kept notes from the road, but it was just a small town in the United States. They're all in the United States. It was just a small town in Ohio, and there was a converted train depot, and it was converted to a coffee shop. Anyway, I'm sorry, I can't find the name of the town. Doesn't really matter because these towns are all through America, but it was just good. The sandwiches were delicious. The girls behind the counter were just like these little all-American type girls, just cute and fun. And the coffee was great. It, you know, this wasn't a Starbucks. This wasn't a chain. This is a local place. And it was fantastic and fun riding through these country roads. There were stop signs out there. I don't understand. There's an intersection between two-lane roads. Maybe the tractors meet at that point. Maybe the pickup truck meets the tractor at that point. Don't really see why there's a stop sign, but there were. And you know what? I stopped because I didn't want to get hit by a tractor or a cow or whatever might be coming down that road. But anyway, after riding around for a few hours back there, time to make some time again. Of course, it looks like rain. I get back on the highway. It's on the interstate. It starts to rain. I pull off. Ironically, I go to a Starbucks. So I got the best of both worlds in coffee. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I change to my rain gear, and as I'm leaving, I pass a sign for the AMA Museum. The AMA is the American Motorcyclists Association. It is like the like AAA for cars. The AMA is for bikes. And I go into this, you know, it was Saturday afternoon, it's 4 o'clock. I'm thinking, oh, it must be closed, but I got to check it out. So I go over, it turns out it's open. I walk in, the lady's nice. She says, yeah, it's open. Nobody's here. You can get a quick look around. She says, you know, upstairs is the Hall of Fame, all the famous motorcyclists throughout history, designers, racers, riders, engineers, whatever. She said, hey, we got an exhibit on Jay Leno. And I said, oh, yeah, I know him. She looks at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, no, I know him. I know him from, I'm from L.A. And then she says, oh, well, downstairs they're showing a movie called Why We Ride. I'm like, yeah, I'm in that. It's a documentary done on motorcycle riding, which I think it was a great movie, and I'm so happy to have been a part of it. But then she started laughing. She asked who I was, and I told her. And it was a great museum. They had an incredible collection of toy motorcycles, including toy Power Ranger bikes. And back when I was working as a truck driver for the Power Rangers show, I worked on the actual Power Ranger motorcycles. So I got that tie in there, too. But I had a great time. And just another one of those great unexpected detours. So I get through Ohio. I end up outside of Pittsburgh. Strange encounter. I think I want to say the town is Somerset. I'm not sure what it was called. Little town outside of Pittsburgh. Strange encounter because the hotel desk clerk says to me, he says, now, I don't mean to be racist, which is usually a good warning for what's to come. He says, but I don't see many brothers on motorcycles. And I honestly didn't know how to respond because in Pittsburgh, it's the home of my friend Mike Seat, who's a brother who happens to have started Cafe Racer magazine and a TV show. So there's at least two of us who are into bikes in the Pittsburgh area. No, really, it was just one of those weird, funny moments. The other funny thing about Western Pennsylvania, a lot of political billboards. I think they're fighting over the fracking thing or whatever, but I noticed there were a lot of political billboards. Seems strange for Pennsylvania. So now it's Saturday. I've been making great time. I've been doing great mileage between 400 and 600, actually more like 500-600 miles a day. So I'm a day ahead of schedule because I'm not doing Lake George and Americade until Monday. So I call my mom in New York and I think, yeah, it'd be cool to go to New York City, to go home on a motorcycle would be cool. Sunday, I'm riding across Pennsylvania. It's warm. It's cloudy. It's a nice day. The raindrops started just as I was hitting New Jersey. I got nothing against New Jersey, but Jersey, you're a tough state. The rain was torrential. Torrential. I got soaked. Not only did I get soaked, I was on the New Jersey Turnpike, and I was headed north. Now, let me try to explain this to you. When you're using navigation and you're going to New York City, the navigation directs you north on the Turnpike to either the Lincoln Tunnel or the George Washington Bridge, which are two places I don't want to go on a motorcycle in the rain. I don't want to deal with Manhattan. I want to take the Verrazano Bridge, cut around Brooklyn, and go into Queens where I'm from. So now I'm arguing with my navigation, which is pretty much a one-way argument because it's not like it's voice activated or anything. It's not like I can hear it. I don't have Bluetooth in my helmet. That's a whole nother story. The sound quality sucks. I can't take it. So I'm yelling at the navigation and it's not listening. So finally I had to, you ever have to do this? You ever have to fool your navigation, like keep making wrong turns so it keeps programming the route until you finally get the route you want? Well, that's what I did. And let me tell you, it's a couple of things. Okay, first of all, like I said, New Jersey ain't no joke. I was being tailgated in the rain, pouring rain. I'm getting tailgated like I'm going to get run over by somebody in a minivan. Finally, it got to a place I could get out the way. Passes me, it's a woman in a church hat. She's coming from church on a Sunday trying to run me down. I guess she wanted me to meet Jesus as soon as possible. Next, I get across the Verrazano Bridge. I get into Brooklyn now. I've heard all the studies. I've heard everything about how horrible L.A. traffic is. I've driven in L.A. I've driven in New York. I've ridden in L.A. I've ridden in New York. I will take the 405 to Santa Monica rather than trying to get through Brooklyn on any given day. There's no comparison. There's no traffic like trying to get through Brooklyn. Little tiny streets. Navigation, forget it. You're not getting a signal. When you do get a signal, the navigation is like, I don't know where the hell I am. Just keep heading east. Got through Brooklyn, got to Queens, made it to my mom's house, soaking wet, but happy to get there. Great picture of my house. And I thought about it. When I was a kid living there, I always wanted a mini bike. Kind of nice to make a return on a motorcycle. From there, I was riding to my brother's house in Connecticut to spend the night with him. So I had to get, now it's thunderstorms, lightning, and it's getting dark. Great combination for riding, wouldn't you say? I get on the Clearview Expressway heading to the Throgs Neck Bridge. Traffic stops. I know it's illegal to split lanes, but I'm tired. I've seen sport bike guys doing it in New York, and you guys who ride in New York are badass, okay? You ride anything other than an adventure bike in New York, you're a badass. I admire you. But now I have to ride through the split lanes because I'm not waiting in this traffic anymore. I find that the delay is just a puddle. There's a giant puddle on the highway and people are nervous. I rode through it on a motorcycle. I don't care anymore. I'm beyond wet, so I'm getting to where I'm going. Make it to my brother's house. Great night. Good to have made it. I've crossed the country on a motorcycle. It took 6 days. I had ridden at that point like 3,500 miles, and I was happy. I was proud, and I'd accomplished it. Next morning, which is today, I had to ride to Lake George, which is in northwestern New York. Well, of course, it was raining again, but they added the beauty of lower temperatures. Why is it 50 degrees on the first day of June? Isn't summer supposed to be here? Rode up to Lake George. Here I am at Americade telling you that it was an amazing experience, an amazing trip. See America. See the United States. My next ride is going to be in the Southwest. I'm going to see the Grand Canyon. I'm staying where it's hot. But I loved it. I'm already thinking about doing the ride next year. This has been an amazing experience, and now I'm going to hang out at Americade for a week. I have 3 shows here. Next weekend, I will be back in California. I'm going to be in Napa Valley doing the Brian Culbertson Jazz Festival. I'm opening for Raul Midon and Al Jarreau, and I'm doing Funk Night. So I'm there June 11th and 12th. The following weekend, June 19th through 22nd, I'll be in Tampa at Side Splitters. Yeah, I'm getting back to work, but I have to tell you, this was a fantastic experience. America, like I said, beautiful, diverse, funny, fun, definitely worth seeing. Do it. Take a vacation, drive somewhere. You're talking to someone who flies over 100,000 miles a year telling you, yeah, drive or ride there and see what's on the ground. If you're in Kansas, you don't have to drive all the way across. Just drive through one farm and tell people you did it. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo. Keep paying attention.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Slicinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.